here's a story from The World.
In Colombia, more than a month has now passed since the start of anti-government protests. They were triggered by a government plan to increase taxes. Even after the tax plan was withdrawn, though, the anger in the streets continued, and police clamped down hard. More than 40 people have been killed in these demonstrations, and now activists are driven by another goal, putting an end to police violence, a long-standing grievance in Colombia. Manuel Rueda reports from the city of Cali, which has seen some of the most intense protests.
In the Calypso neighborhood in Cali, the main road has been blocked with stones, bricks, and bright orange barriers. As a police helicopter flies over the roadblock, young men with their faces covered redirect traffic and keep an eye on who's entering the neighborhood. Dozens of these roadblocks have been set up across Colombia to pressure the government into meeting protesters' demands. But the roadblocks are also here to keep the police away.
Muchos piensan que es mentira, la verdad nos están matando. Ya los compañeros de acá de Puerto Resistencia han caído.
We are being killed, says a protester who wears a mask and doesn't want to reveal his name. He holds some bullet cases in his hand, which he says come from guns fired by the police. Dozens of people are killed each year in Colombia in police operations. And in the current protests, many demonstrators have been shot at by officers, beaten, or hurt with tear gas canisters. Now, reforming the police is one of the protesters' main demands. They want officers who commit crimes to be held accountable in civilian courts.
Para que haya verdadera reconciliación, tiene que haber primero verdad.
Until there's truth, there can't be real peace, says Ana María Velázquez, an artist who showed up at a recent march in Cali wearing black. She says she's mourning the protest victims. During these protests, many videos have emerged which show police using excessive force. That has sparked outrage among civilians. In one incident recorded with a cell phone, a policeman fires his gun at a young man who had kicked him at a protest and was trying to run away. The man falls to the ground and dies. Another video shows how police use a missile launcher placed on top of an armored vehicle to fire multiple rounds of tear gas at an angry crowd, putting lives at risk. Even protesters at peaceful events say they've been attacked. Juan Camilo Suarez was shot with a rubber bullet in his right eye as he attended a vigil for protest victims that was broken up by police. Doctors have told Suarez that he will lose most of his sight in that eye.
Da mucha indignación el uno no poder pelear o protestar pacíficamente.
It hurts to not be able to demand our rights peacefully, says the 22-year-old student.
Habían personas de la tercera edad, habían niños.
There were children and senior citizens there, he adds. The Colombian government says the protests have been hard to handle because sometimes they have turned into riots, in which police officers also face gunfire or are attacked with rocks. In a recent debate in Congress, Defense Minister Diego Molano said that members of rebel groups have infiltrated protests in cities like Cali, where bus stations have been set on fire.
No son pequeños vandalismos.
These are not just small cases of vandalism, he said. It's a premeditated attack on the city and the government. But many experts say that one reason these protests have been so violent is that police officers in Colombia are not properly trained to handle large crowds of civilians, especially when they become hostile.
First, you have a heavily militarized police force that is often deployed alongside with the military, alongside with the army, to fight armed groups.
Juan Papier is a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch.
So many of the officers who are in charge of patrolling and in charge of protecting this protest are trained, actually, to conduct war. So this is very dangerous. Because while soldiers are trained to kill enemies in war, police officers should always be trained to de-escalate, to use as little force as necessary.
Human Rights Watch says it has documented 9 cases in which police have killed demonstrators with gunfire in the current protests, which began on April 28th, and another 4 cases where police have killed protesters with tear gas canisters and other devices that are designed to disperse crowds. Because of incidents like these, the protesters say they want the anti-riot squad that has been responsible for many abuses dissolved. They also want the police to be held accountable in civilian courts. Currently, police officers that commit crimes in Colombia are judged by military tribunals. And Papier says convictions for her and protesters are extremely rare.
In the military tribunals are part of the police, are made up of police officers. So there is a tendency to be soft on their partners and be soft on their colleagues.
Colombia's government has not agreed to these demands. But President Iván Duque proposes putting body cams on officers and changing their uniforms to make those who commit crimes easier to identify. For Camilo Suárez, who lost sight in his right eye, that's just not enough. The police have to realize that they also make mistakes, he said. We need to have more accountability and empathy. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Cali, Colombia.